Wedding Night by Sophie Kinsella. Read for you by Jane Entwistle, Fiona Hardingham, and Mark Bramhall. After about a year, I knew we were good together. I knew I loved him. I'd seen him at his best, the surprise birthday trip, tied with the time I drove over his foot by mistake and he didn't shout at me. And his worst, obstinately refusing to ask for directions all the way to Norfolk with broken sat-nav. It took 6 hours. And I still wanted to be with him. I got him. He's not the show-offy kind, Richard. He's measured and deliberate. Sometimes you think he's not even listening, but then he'll come to life so suddenly you realize he was alert the whole time. Like a lion, half asleep under the tree, but ready for the kill. Whereas I'm a bit more of a gazelle, leaping around. We complement each other. It's nature. Not in a food chain sense, obviously, in a metaphorical sense. So I knew, after a year, he was the one. But I also knew what would happen if I put a foot wrong. In my experience, the word marriage is like an enzyme. It causes all kinds of reactions in a relationship, mostly of the breaking down kind. Look at what happened with Jamie, my first long-term boyfriend. We'd been happily together for 4 years, and I just happened to mention that my parents got married at the same age we were, 26 and 23. That was it. One mention. Whereupon he freaked out and said we had to take a break. A break from what? Until that moment, we'd been fine. So clearly what he needed a break from was the risk of hearing the word marriage again. Clearly this was such a major worry that he couldn't even face seeing me, for fear that my mouth might start to form the word again. Before the break was over, he was with that red-haired girl. I didn't mind, because by then I'd met Seamus. Seamus, with his sexy Irish lilting voice. And I don't even know what went wrong with him. We were besotted for about a year. Crazy, all-night sex, nothing else in life matters besotted. Until all of a sudden, we were arguing every night instead. We went from exhilarating to exhausting in about 24 hours. It was toxic. Too many state of the nation summits about where are we heading and what do we want from this relationship, and it wore us both out. We limped on for another year, and when I look back, it's as though that second year is a big, black, miserable blot in my life.